This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Like I said earlier, it's over. If you're listening to this particular show, you can't come out at this point. It's been a great conference, meeting all kinds of interesting people who are interested in not only cryptocurrency, but everybody else has other things they do. And there's actually been some workshops here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, most of which, of course, are focusing on technology and cryptocurrency and blockchains. But there's also been a juggling workshop here. And I don't know if it's – has it happened yet, Jim Maxwell? You're joining us here.
Happened yesterday, yesterday afternoon, and will happen again. Actually, we're basically workshopping the entire time we're here.
Okay, great.
You see us out juggling, and come up and talk to us, and we'll show you how to do whatever you want to do.
So you're part of the Texas Juggling Society.
That's right.
And I get it's my understanding that Paul Snow, who is one of the founders of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, is also a longtime juggler.
That's correct. He I know he juggled some in college back in his college days in A&M, and then I met him probably about 7 or 8 years ago. He started getting involved with our organization and coming out and juggling with us every Thursday here in Austin.
So, I mean, obviously, juggling, hand-eye coordination, you got to be on your, you know, on your game. Takes probably a lot of practice. Did you start when you were a kid?
I did. I taught myself to do a cascade when I was about, you know, like early teenager, and I knew how to.
Cascade's a type of
cascade
juggling.
Is just a basic three-ball. It's the most basic
the
pattern.
Most basic.
It's like a figure eight.
Yeah.
That's the shape of the cascade pattern. And taught myself to do that and, you know, could do it a little bit, but didn't really take it anywhere or do anything else with it other than pick it up like once or twice a year just to remind myself how to do it. And then when I got to Austin in the early 90s, the Texas Juggling Society was already going pretty strong at that point. And once I started going to social meetings, then social juggling is another dimension of it. And
tell me what that is.
So it's just basically there are clubs all over the country that get together usually once a week and just get together, hang out, juggle, do a lot of passing. Social juggling, it does imply a certain amount of interaction.
So when you see two jugglers throwing the, what are they called,
yeah,
batons?
The,
what are they
clubs, called? Juggling clubs.
Clubs.
Clubs, balls, and rings are the primary tools or instruments of a juggler. Mm-hmm. And then, you just hang out with them, learn new tricks. You get various patterns going, especially with multiple people, and you can change things around quite a bit. And
cool.
Yeah, there's really no end of what you can do with juggling these days.
And then, of course, some people take it to an extreme with flaming torches.
Absolutely, yes. That adds a little bit of a psychological element. And, of course, now with technology, we've got state-of-the-art LED clubs that are just phenomenal.
Neat. Pretty and, to watch that.
Yeah, I was playing with some of those last night.
Make for interesting photos,
really,
I imagine,
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So Texas Juggling Society, so it's been around for a while, a few decades?
Yeah, it started in the mid-70s and has been going on in Austin ever since then.
How many people are involved?
Well, our weekly meetings, we get about 30 to 40 people
that's
every week.
That's a lot
week.
Of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. And
ranging from novice to expert?
That's right, that's right, and ranging from age 3 up to 93.
Wow.
So yeah, it's the full gamut. And then there's
cool.
also a student organization. And when I say it started back in the mid 70s, it started as a student organization, and still is a student organization. But
interesting.
Over like the 80s and 90s, as more people started moving to
they
Austin,
opened it up.
It became more of a community based organization as well.
So tell me, at what point did Paul come into one of these juggling meetings and start talking to you guys about cryptocurrency?
I remember Paul talking about cryptocurrency before I really knew what cryptocurrency was.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. He was definitely, I could tell he was on the forefront of it. And then the last several years, we see a lot less of him at juggling because he's definitely a lot more active with the crypto side. So.
Did you ever get persuaded to check it out yourself?
Not too much. I'm not really bent that way, but... But, you know, I'm pretty much a free thinker at heart. So, and most jugglers kind of fall into that that bent.
So, how did you guys end up here at this conference?
Paul asked us. He said, "Hey, I'm interested in integrating juggling into the Bitcoin conference." And we're like, "Okay, sure." And he knows that we do gigs like this around town for mm-hmm. other groups and things like that.
Do you normally get paid? Do you get hired?
Yeah, we get we make a little bit of money because we have an annual festival that we do in late February every year where we
bring
here in Austin we bring in jugglers from all over. So we get some city funding and then we have to raise some revenue for matching funds for that. And we're a pretty active little nonprofit. It's all centered around one activity, but Paul is very familiar with our operations. He wanted to support us and us support him. So
did you get paid to come here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep, I'm a hired gun.
Very cool. And I've seen a few other. You're not the only person here. How many of your crew are?
We've got
here?
About six or seven here. And same yesterday, we had about six or seven.
Mm-hmm.
And just canvassing and interacting with people and making sure if they have any interest at all, giving them the
how
tools
to get in
to,
touch.
Giving them the tools to play and have fun.
If somebody's out, I mean, this is a show that airs across the United States.
Right.
So if somebody's not in Austin, which is probably where most people are mm-hmm. listening, is outside of Austin, what should they do if they want to get in? You know, get in the world of juggling. Where to get started?
Sure. Well, now of course we have the internet. So
sure.
You know, when I first started juggling, it was just before the internet exploded, mm-hmm. and the only way you could find out was through organizations like the International Jugglers Association,
mm-hmm.
And they are still around, but they're having to reinvent themselves in the age of the internet because everybody sort of goes there.
Yeah.
But if you just Google your city and juggling, you can usually find
somebody's
an organization.
Nearby.
Yeah, there are most major cities across the U.S. have some juggling activity. Some of it may be sporadic, but it's pretty widespread these days, and mainly because of the internet.
That is fantastic. I think it's an old art, right? Like
absolutely,
when did this,
yeah.
This goes back for centuries.
I think
right?
I don't know the exact date, but there are some glyphs from ancient Egypt that depict juggling, and I think that is the oldest depiction of juggling.
That's a
and that's
long
probably
time
about 3,000 years. Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, for sure.
So it started with like people working for the king, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
entertain
absolutely.
Entertain the king
the
and his
court
people.
Gestures,
don't
yeah.
drop one of them in front of a king, or else, I imagine. Things are probably a little less risky today.
Yeah, there's a whole history of it. There are books
mm-hmm.
to learn about the history of juggling.
That's fantastic. Texas Juggling Society, what's y'all's website?
Juggling.place.org.
Very cool. Thanks for coming here on Free Talk Live. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah. That's Jim Maxwell from the Texas Juggling Society, and we are here at, and I say we, Mark is not feeling well. I don't know if he drank the water here in Austin, but it's been interesting times because I guess there was some flooding, and I don't know if that meant that some human excrement made it into the wrong place or something like that, but I guess Austin's been on a boil order for the last week, so the only way you can get water around here is safely, I guess, is to get it from bottles. So that's one of the interesting restrictions here in Austin as we're conducting this Texas Bitcoin conference. But as you can see, it is a conference that has a variety of people attending it, including jugglers. So very, very interesting show. It's been great being here, as it has been for the last few times. This is the fourth Texas Bitcoin conference. And Free Talk Live, of course, is brought to you by the AMP program. And thank you to Carl. That's Carl with a K. He's a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, meaning that Carl contributes $25 per month to Free Talk Live. And all we ask of the AMP program is $5 per month. And so Carl's going way above and beyond that. And he's been a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier. So again, thank you to Carl for that. If you want to become an amplifier, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. It's a way for you to help us get the message of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on the air in markets across the United States. We've got 194, I think, radio stations right now, well over 190. We're getting close to 200, and we can get there. We can get to 300. I mean, we can do more than that, but it takes time. It takes marketing, and we have the ability to do that with your help. When you join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can do it with Bitcoin, BTC, and also there's, of course, PayPal and credit cards are your options as well. You get some perks. You get some cool access to stuff that only amplifiers get, like the Amp Only podcast. There's also an Amp Only Facebook group for those of you still on Facebook. Plus, you get access to the contributors-only areas of our Discord chat, which, of course, continues to go on, even though we're not live. We're always there. People are over on Discord, over at discord.lrn.fm. But sign up for the AMP program today over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, it's Free Talk Live from the Texas Big...
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live with the Texas Bitcoin Conference for an extra day, day number three. The conference actually ended yesterday, so if you missed it this year, well, I wouldn't worry. I think they're going to probably do it again. I haven't had a chance to talk to the organizers yet, but judging by the size of the attendance, I'm guessing it's going to happen for a fifth time in 2019. Of course, we'll keep you in the loop when that does. Also, want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. The company Amazon loved Blink so much they bought the product, so now Blink works with Alexa. There's no contracts, no subscriptions. They are wireless HD cameras, motion activated, easy to set up around your house or maybe in a small office. It really doesn't get much easier than this. You unbox and put the batteries in, which last up to 2 years. Mine, I've been going strong for more than a year now at this point. And those are, of course, back at the LRN.FM studios. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 15% off the what is already a very affordable system by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. All right, so we continue here. I'm joined by actually Gene the Christian Anarchist. Hey, Gene.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here hanging out at the conference as Mark has fallen ill. I don't know if he was drinking the Austin water or what happened, but he is out. We actually still have all kinds of interesting folks coming up and talking to us here. In fact, right now, it's actually the first wallet company we've talked to so far. I don't know if there's anybody else here, but Daniel Arulraj is here from Vault Wallet. And it's a wallet that is so new, it's not even really available yet. But you're excited about it, Daniel. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Tell me, with all the different wallets out there, there's a variety of options in the marketplace. Many of them have been there for years. What was it that, you know, inspired you guys to create another one? What do you want to bring to the table that's different? Tell me what's exciting about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're building, at Vault Wallet, we're building a wallet that's the PayPal or Venmo for blockchain and crypto, for Bitcoin. So we want to make it very easy for you. Right now we believe that a lot of the wallets are very hard to use. Myself, when I started, you know, transacting with Bitcoin last year, it was challenging, it was kind of cumbersome and very technical. And we want to make it easy for everyone so that you can participate and, you know, send transactions to your peers and your friends and also use it as a payment.
You were showing me yesterday briefly a demo of what might be a soon beta release of the wallet. And what is it that makes it easier? Because there was like a way to connect without actually having to scan a QR code. Tell me about like some of the other the options.
Absolutely. So we have a contact management service. And what that pretty much means is you can add someone else as a friend or a connection. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, you can actually share individual wallets that you create. So, for example, if I want to share a private wallet with just another person, I can add Ian, and I'll share my I'll create a wallet, and I'll share my specific wallet with Ian.
Do you need me to be in front of you to do that? Or
not at all. No. You can be anywhere you want.
Okay.
You can be around the world.
How are you adding me? Because normally, if I'm scanning somebody's wallet, it's a QR code. It's a long string of letters and numbers. Is this via email, via phone number? What's the method that you're adding?
Absolutely. So you can log in using your existing platform. So if you have Gmail, you can simply log in using Gmail.
Oh.
You can log in using Facebook.
So I don't need to create a new login to use Vault Wallet?
Not at all.
Okay.
So if you want, you can create a new login.
Right.
And so basically the user is in control of how they log in.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make it where you choose, if you have GitHub or whatever it is, you can log in using that.
Okay.
And once
so I could create a new login if I wanted to, because I don't trust Facebook.
Exactly.
Right, so.
That's most of the users. They don't trust Facebook.
Okay.
I don't trust Facebook myself. but the if someone chooses to,
someone
will. They can.
Yes.
So create your own login, log in, and once you do, I can add Ian using his email address or his new login.
Okay.
And I'll have his access to his, you know, his username. And once I do that, I can create a wallet and share it with him. And sharing it means I only share with him the account address.
Mm-hmm.
So basically how
the public key.
The public key or the public address.
Yep.
So once I share that with him, he can share a wallet with me, and now we're good to go.
Which will he even see, or with the person with whom you've shared it, will they even see what the key is, or is it just like, oh, this is Ian, you can send money to him?
So that's a cool part. You don't have to see if you don't want to.
Okay.
So if you're technical, if you're in the space, you want to know your key, you can.
Okay. Good.
And if not, you just send it to Ian.
That's perfect.
It's good to go. So we want to cater to the average user.
Right.
And also want to cater to the technical user who's already in Bitcoin.
I love it. I love it. I think it's really important because, you know, mass adoption is obviously, it's still a hill that we're barely climbing up, you know, the beginnings of here at this point.
Absolutely. I think it's very early and user experience is lacking in the space. It's a big problem, which is, you know, causing people to lose their IDs, their lose their wallets. And this is all kind of intertwined. And I think user experience and security is important for adoption and the technology as a whole.
So, okay, let me give you a tough question here. So Facebook, somebody makes the mistake. I'm going to call it a mistake. I'm signing up with Facebook, even though you're giving them the option. And then Facebook shuts down their account. How do they get, can they get back in to that account on Wallet?
So if you're logging in with Facebook, basically what happens is you own your private keys on your phone.
Right.
So Vault Wallet doesn't have access to your keys, neither does Facebook, no one does. There's only a method of logging in. So if you've already backed up your private keys in your accounts or your mnemonic, we offer different methods, then you're good to go.
Okay.
You lose your phone, no problem.
Okay, so there is a key backup. So this is something we always tell people about.
Yep.
And I know, Gene, you just got your Bitcoin wallet, and you've been hooking up with a bunch of different cryptos this weekend, and you did your backup, right? Like, you wrote down the username and password?
With this wallet, apparently you don't need the backup. You just need to remember your username and password because the backup is stored up online.
Edge Wallet?
Edge
is that what
wallet.
You use?
Yeah.
It's a great wallet.
But I like this idea of PayPal because I've been using PayPal for over 10 years now, and it's just incredibly easy to use, and I have different credit accounts there, and I suppose you could replace those with different wallets of different cryptos, and I just have a default one that I make my payments from, and if I want to choose a separate one, it's basically two clicks and I'm paid. You know,
exactly. We want to make it so it's very familiar.
Is this going to be multi-crypto Vault Wallet?
Yes, it's multi-crypto. You know, we're starting with, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and we're working with partners who want to participate in our ecosystem.
So this sounds very exciting. It's always good to hear people considering the new user, people considering people who we want to bring on board. We want people to be as familiar with cryptocurrency as PayPal and Venmo, but not have to know anything about how it works. I mean, as exciting as we find blockchain technology, the average person, they really don't need to know how cryptocurrency works to know that it does work.
Absolutely. That's completely right, and that's the reason we started Vault. Mm-hmm. We want to make it very easy for the user, and also participate in owning your own bank account.
And so, yes, you can have the backup phrase. This is so important. And, Gene, you talked about a username and password with Edge. That's basically your backup phrase. You still should write those things down because, in that case, if you forget either one of those things, you're screwed. You're going to lose your money forever.
I told my wife, so she's responsible now.
That's important. And then, you know, with whatever the wallet is, you always have to get that backup phrase written down and then keep it in a safe place, someplace, preferably that's not going to be burned up by fire. We talked with the Bill Fottle people. It seems like a good solution to avoid house fires and things like that. So there are important provisions to consider. If you're going to keep more than $10 worth of Bitcoin in this wallet, then really take a moment to figure out what happens if my phone breaks. You got to think about those things because, like you said, you are basically your own bank account.
Yep.
There's nobody to turn to. You can't email the folks over at Vault Wallet and say, hey, I lost my password, right? You can't do that.
Yep, exactly. And I think in the future there's going to be even more ways. It's called multi-signature. I think you'll start seeing that in the future to make it even easier for your security. So just keep up with what's the current technology that's out right now, and I think you'll be good to go.
Daniel Oruraj, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
VaultWallet.io.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. Robert Bowers, the suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He faces 29 charges, including using a firearm to commit murder, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. As far as what we can expect at that hearing on Thursday, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured six others, including four of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference for what is essentially day number three of broadcasting of what was really only a two-day conference. There have been plenty of great, interesting people here in the cryptocurrency world to talk to, and so I wanted to keep things going rather than artificially end it on Sunday. So we're going to continue that here. But I also want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you're going to love Liberty.menu because it is essentially, at its core, a libertarian business directory. This is something that freedom-loving people have been wanting for a long time. There have been a couple of lackluster attempts at this, and Liberty.menu is the one that you've been waiting for. And not only is it for business owners, but also events coordinators, digital content creators. If you love freedom, you really ought to have your thing that you do listed over at Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Go to Liberty.menu. The site is free, so you can add your business or more than one business to Liberty.menu. And also, if you are a liberty-loving person, you probably already know, and you're into cryptocurrency, you probably already know about what was called Zencash has now been rebranded to Horizon. H-O-R-I-Z-E-N .global is the website. And the reason for it, as we've been promoting on to our audience for the last month or so, is because Horizon is a much bigger concept than just a cryptocurrency. And we actually have one of the founders here at Texas Bitcoin Conference. His name is Rolf Versluis?
Versluis, that's
Versluis.
Correct.
Yeah. Where's that name from?
My dad's Dutch.
Dutch.
So it's from the Netherlands. They say it differently over there, though.
How do they say it?
Versluis.
Versluis. So welcome, Rolf, to Free Talk Live. It's the first time we've had you on the show. We had Rob Viglione on previously to talk about Zencash. Again, it's now known as Horizon. You're one of the founders. Tell me about how you got involved way back when.
Sure. Yeah, so I got involved from the mining side of things. So I'm a big proponent of Liberty, and I saw that the privacy technology that was inherent in Zcash was wonderful.
Zero and knowledge anonymity.
Zero knowledge proofs. And they're able to essentially give you the ability to do private transactions or anonymous transactions still recorded on the blockchain. So I came at this from being a cryptocurrency miner. I got involved in mining both Zcash and Zclassic and met Rob through the Zclassic community, which is a good, strong, thriving community of people that were that are and were privacy lovers, and we decided, we were talking about, okay, what are we going to do to incorporate some of these other great ideas from other cryptocurrencies, having a treasury, continuous development, going out and about and letting people know, building beautiful wallets, and then when inevitably the cryptocurrency gets very successful, and the people who were taking business away from banks and Western Union and folks like that start to attack our network, how do we make sure we keep the nodes up and running? So we put together a whole, me and Rob started talking and put together a plan for launching the cryptocurrency Zencash at the time and now Horizon.
Because Zcash, which was again what the first one that had the zero knowledge, didn't have any of that other stuff that you talked about. It was just, we got privacy and that was it.
Right.
So you guys brought all these extra ideas to the table, and we were talking with, I forget who it was the other day, but Zencash now is the number one most well-distributed, decentralized, more nodes, you know, from the super nodes to the secure nodes, more than any other cryptocurrency out there. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's right. And so when your wallet goes to send a transaction or receive a transaction, it actually, over the internet, needs to connect to a node. So you need to be able to connect to a node, and it's great to have them close by, fast, ready to service you.
Mm-hmm.
So by having over 22,000 nodes, which is what we have now, distributed
around the globe,
It's going to make sure that even if you're in a country that tries to block access to cryptocurrency, you should be able to access a Zen node and be able to complete your transactions. So reliability and security is part of the deal.
Right. And you've set it up so the people running the secure nodes and the super nodes get paid for that.
We do. And that keeps them incentivized to keep the system up and running.
Right.
It also distributes Zen to people all over the world, which then encourages them to create a Zen economy, which is another part of what we need to do. We can't just send crypto around and ask investors to invest in it and say, you know, we're getting lots of crypto out there. We need to actually create alternative economies to the fiat currency if we can get people to buy and pay. And that's one of the reasons we got onto, I know a lot of your listeners are involved with AnyPay.
I was just about to ask you about
so
that.
We're on AnyPay. You can use Zen on that.
I love AnyPay, and I don't just say that because it's a great system. I happen to be the roommate of one of the founders in the past, Derek J. Freeman, used to be one of the co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, used to live with me in Keene, and he's one of the AnyPay founders. And those guys, man, they've done such a great job creating a useful point-of-sale system. And we've certainly talked to our listeners about that when we brag about Keene and Portsmouth, New Hampshire being the capitals of the world as far as real-life cryptocurrency acceptance. It's because of those guys at AnyPay and what they've done. I mean, I've been telling people here at this conference, like, I can buy barbecue, I can buy, you know, I can buy pizza, I can buy burgers, I can buy pipes and tobacco at the corner store. Before I came to this conference, I had my oil changed on my RAV4 at a auto facility that takes cryptocurrency. And all of these companies are using AnyPay, and now Zen is available as one of the cryptocurrencies in AnyPay.
Absolutely, and that's a part of the ecosystem equation, which is to get the vendors or the business people to accept it, but also to get a whole group of users to spend it. So right now you could, for example, on your mobile device, download the Coinomi wallet, put your Zen on that, and just scan and pay. It's really easy to do.
Now, of course, Coinomi is easy to use, and it's got a bunch of cryptos, but it doesn't allow you to use the privacy aspects of Zen.
It doesn't. Right? And so there's really no mobile wallet yet that has the ability to do privacy aspects of Zen or
Are
any
you guys
others.
Working on that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So one of the things that we benefit from is the advances in the zero-knowledge proof technology. technology, and we'll integrate that into our, that's why I'm so happy that over the period of time where we have this treasury, we now have about 50 people. We have a great team of developers, and they're able to continue to add new capabilities all the time. So I expect in about 6 to 12 months, you'll be able to have the shielded transactions, the private or anonymous transactions, native on a mobile wallet. I'm not sure which wallet that will be.
Right.
It'll be Coinomi or a different type of mobile wallet, but at that point, you'll be able to do the completely private or anonymous transactions from your mobile device in any payment that you do.
So cool. Now, we talked, or I mentioned briefly that there was the rebranding. It used to be Zen Cash, it's now Horizon.
Yes.
The coin itself, the crypto, is still called Zen.
Yes.
But the idea was, well, this is a bigger vision than just a cryptocurrency, than just a private cryptocurrency, than, you know, having a bunch of nodes and, you know, all the great stuff you've already talked about. But there's more that you've got for the future. Right now, there's private chat. That's available with the full node wallets.
It is.
But there's also, I've heard that you guys are talking about doing some kind of anonymity on the internet, like browsing.
Well, there is. So let me step through on how we're getting to that. So a few of the things that we want to make sure is to address any possible attack vector against the cryptocurrency. So part of that is we have to make sure that every aspect of it is decentralized and not capable of being attacked. So right now, for the nodes that we keep up and running, we pay them. That's on a centralized system. We need to move that to a decentralized system operated by the nodes themselves. The second thing that we need to do is the actual political control of what's going to happen with Horizon in the future. That needs to be moved to a voting system, and we're using a liquid democracy model. Liquid democracy is a little bit, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
No.
It's, so there's direct democracy, everybody votes. Representative democracy, you vote for your representatives. Liquid democracy, you delegate your vote on different areas to people that are experts.
Hmm.
So I'd encourage you to look up liquid democracy. It's a rather new concept in the last couple decades. But at that point, when we have those two major things running on our system, then we're completely decentralized. Now, in order to run those two things on the system, we don't want to put those in the main chain because our database would get too big. So we created something called sidechains. So sidechains is a more creative and faster running application environment that runs on our system. And we're going to, we just released our sidechains white paper last week. And we're going to implement the treasury and voting on it, or the secure node payments, and then we're going to open it up for other developers to do the types of third-party systems that you want to have no trusted third party on and be able to integrate zero-knowledge proofs. An example of that might be someone developing a VPN system that runs on our system that, again, incorporates the privacy and trustless nature of the cryptocurrency privacy platform that we are now.
That's amazing. I love where you guys are going with this. And there's constant development, and I hope that we get to continue to update our listeners on the future of what was Zencash is now Horizon, Horizen.global. Rolf, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
This is Free Talk Live from the Texas Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can call in now by dialing toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord call-in lines available at discord.lrn.fm. And we've actually got somebody in one of those that we'll get to in just a moment. And you can join us with whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
Michael.
Jackie.
And... apparently, there was a poll done, and we will get to the Discord line. Just want to sort of tease this. There was a poll done recently of likely voters and their thoughts on cryptocurrency as it relates to campaign finance. And, you know, since Mark and Ian were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, figure we can kind of keep the crypto discussion going a little bit and then change gears and talk about presidential downtime. How much of it do certain presidents take? And how much does the current president take? Let's go to the Discord where we've got E-Greg calling in. E-Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Everyone, this is Greg from New York, and this is my first time using Discord.
Ah, excellent. You sound good. Go ahead.
So I'm the, I guess, resident socialist libertarian, and I wanted to talk about libertarian socialism.
All right.
As it pertains to, as it contrasts with a capitalist libertarian. So I guess as a socialist libertarian, I favor things like open source, and things where it's not necessarily a lot of like John Galt's inventing things, and there's none of this. Well, you know, why would they be motivated to invent if you cap their upside and you tax them and, you know, with all these regulations. But instead, I'd like to see people adding things, like on Wikipedia, everyone adding a little bit without the chilling effects of intellectual property lawsuits or anything like that. So that's what I want to see, a future of people contributing to movements and open source and science.
I'm trying to figure out what makes you think that what you're talking about open source products, separates what you describe as libertarian socialist from what you envision as, and I'm guessing by capitalist libertarian you mean supporters of the free market, because the word capitalism has never actually meant free market, but in the minds of Rothbardians it does.
Oh yeah, I think I would rather use the words competition versus collaboration. So in a world of competition, you're going to have large privately held corporations like YouTube or Google, okay, and they can kick you off at any time. They can do whatever they want. On the other side, you have collaboration where you have unopinionated, benign tools like Linux or pretty much like WebKit browser, and they don't betray you. They don't suddenly switch things behind the scenes and suddenly have a completely different product.
So my understanding is another left libertarian, but not one of the socialist libertarians, is that basically, you know, where we differ from other libertarians is, you know, what we consider to be property rights that are enforced by the government versus property rights that are more like natural rights. So it sounds like you're disagreeing that intellectual property is any kind of like natural or moral property right, and it only exists because the state grants, you know, patents and trademarks and copyrights. Is that correct?
I would say the state is totally involved in enforcing intellectual property rights. But I would go even further and say that I would like to see less ownership of large property. Like, nobody should a huge amount of property with the state or anyone using violence to exclude others from using it.
Well, you know, working on kind of getting back to what you were talking about, working around the existence of copyright law is the whole point of like GPL and
what is GPL?
GSE license, GNU Public License. It's
okay.
Basically a copyleft. It basically the basic idea behind it is that you can redistribute the source code of a program, and
right,
you cannot take away anyone's right to.
So it sounds like Creative Commons,
it's very similar
for
to
software.
Creative Commons, but for software.
All right. I'm a huge fan of Creative Commons. I'm a huge fan of open source things. That's why I'm kind of confused.
And I've contributed to a whole bunch of different open source projects, even Bitcoin itself. So
right. That's why I was confused when Greg was saying, you know, contrasting what he sees as libertarian socialist versus the free market libertarian.
Yeah, I didn't know where open source fits into that distinction.
Yeah, I think what it is that there's a few issues under which people who otherwise agree on most things that are considered libertarian positions disagree. And with regards to property rights, one of them is what can be property. And so there's some libertarians that believe ideas can be property and other libertarians that believe that it can't. Going further into libertarian socialism, there's some libertarians who believe that land can be property and other libertarians who believe that it cannot. So ultimately, we all agree that we should have property rights, but we disagree over what we consider is possible to be property and to be owned by an individual or by a business.
I mean, it's sort of it's an attitude that you have towards how much can you own. Can I own the entire Lake Ontario or Erie? If you know, I'm able to own it, can I then do anything with it? So a left libertarian would say, no, you can't own that much property because you're one human being and people should be free from your tyranny, you know, over this lake. And, you know, someone who's a capitalist libertarian would say, of course, you can own Disney World and you can just call the shots in Disney World. Here is the next town over is a democratically run town. Well, that's illegitimate because, you know, whatever. But Disney World is owned, and that makes it suddenly okay for Disney to do pretty much whatever it wants in that town.
And
to me, there's no difference between those two towns.
So you're basically looking at, you know, a you know, private corporation, you know, who the shareholders elect to the board and who they decide to hire to run things versus a town where the citizens decide who they're going to elect to the city council and the city council decides who they're going to run things. And you're asking, well, what really fundamentally is the difference between those two, especially when they're controlling a territory like Disneyland versus a town?
Exactly. To me, they're just a smaller version of a government. Actually, they're not smaller. They're pretty much the same size. A town could be smaller and run by its citizens. So to me, the governance structure is not the issue for me. How much one individual can exclude others from a lake or a land or anything like that. And I think there should be limits. I don't think one individual should have, you know, I don't think eight people in the world should have the wealth of half the world, the other half of the world.
And that's one of the things that I find interesting. So I assume you're familiar with or probably a member of the Libertarian Socialist Caucus of the Libertarian Party. And I found it interesting that, you know, when there's controversy about their formation and their activities and the candidate that they ran for national chair of the Libertarian Party this year, a lot of the people who were freaking out about them were anarchists. And it's like, who do you think is actually enforcing the property rights over land that the libertarian socialists are objecting to? It's the state. So I never really understood how there were all these anarchists thinking like, all, you know, all this private ownership of large amounts of land that they were not actively using or maintaining was going to exist if there was suddenly no state.
Exactly. And I just want to point out that the founders of, for example, the open source movement, I'm not that philosophical, but Richard Stallman, who started the free software movement, he's on the left and he often critiques libertarians. And John Locke, who lived many years, you know, centuries ago, the concept of homesteading that anarcho-capitalists use came from him. But he said, if you read his work, that one man who owns so much land that he allows vegetables to rot in the field, he's misusing the land, and he shouldn't actually be in charge of that much land. That was John Locke.
Yeah, I mean, I'm personally a left libertarian and a Georgist. I'm not so far as a libertarian socialist because my understanding is they're basically mostly anarcho-communists, whereas I'm a minarchist because I do think private ownership of land is the most effective and efficient way to do it. So then I'm a Georgist because I think, well, if the government's enforcing your private ownership of land, you should be paying for that. But yeah, a lot of people go back to the basic, you know, John Locke argument of how one morally obtains private ownership of a resource that you could argue should be common to everyone, the earth. And the Lockean proviso even says you can only do so, quote, at least where there is enough and is good left in common for others. So now that we live hundreds of years later, we, you know, the whole world is owned at this point.
Greg, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Plus those Discord call-in lines available at discord.lrn.fm.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.